Walmart keeps it short in opposing our proposal, which asks the company to produce an annual report on the extent of the risks it faces by the large amount of business it does in communist China. The company claims they've got it covered, that there's nothing to see here, so shareholders can just move along. Walmart claims this by pointing out three measures that they've taken. One, Walmart claims that shareholders are sufficiently informed about material risks in periodic reports to the SEC. But this is just laughable, as there is zero detail about the extensive risks of doing business in China. Two, Walmart claims it addresses the risks we are asking about through its Enterprise Risk Management Program. This sounds like a perfectly bureaucratic process of questionable value, and it certainly is opaque for shareholders. Three, Walmart says it is, quote, committed to respecting human rights and has established robust due diligence processes to manage human rights risk, end quote. In making this claim, the company points to its ESG brief on human rights and to its human rights statement on its website. But after reviewing these two statements, it's interesting that I found mentions about Walmart's scrutiny of human rights in other countries, but not in China. For example, Walmart mentions in these statements how it focuses on supply chains for apparel in Bangladesh, produce in the US and Mexico, shrimp and tuna in Thailand, and electronics sourced for the US market. Walmart also notes concerns it has about migrant labor in Malaysia and its supply chains in Central America and India. But when it comes to human rights, there's pretty much no mention of China. Why is that? At a company like Walmart, whose reputation is in many ways known for the label made in China. Oh, there is a few mentions of China on Walmart's website with regard to other issues. Those ESG issues would be climate change, biodiversity, protecting forests, and foodborne illness. Communist China has been credibly accused by the US State Department of censorship, political imprisonment, forced labor, torture, organ harvesting, genocide, threatening its neighbors, and many other atrocities. None of these are worth a mention on any of Walmart's disclosures, while other lesser offending countries are mentioned. Walmart has big plans for growth in China, with the country representing 13% of revenue growth compared to 7.3% for the rest of the company in the most recent quarter. And Walmart has said it plans to invest $1.2 billion in logistics and distribution in China over the next 10 to 20 years. Needless to say, in light of what we do know about communist China and its tyrannical practices, Walmart's so-called disclosures are insufficient in light of its plans. Please vote for proposal number 11.